Westchester's favorite morning show.
I love the morning show.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
The many roads I've covered.
Hello again. Little glitch there. Sorry, everybody. This is the Steve and Lou Show. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano, Mondays, 5:30 here at WVOX, 1460 AM. Call in 914-636-0110. We apologize to any callers who may have been inconvenienced. There just has been some technical glitch. I hear it's been resolved. So let's go to our next caller, Joanne. Hi, Joanne. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Pick anybody next. Hello, caller. I'm sorry, lost track of your name.
This is Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Bruce. How you doing? Haven't spoken in a while.
We're doing good.
Hope you're well.
Well, I got an idea for Ukraine. Let's purchase peace. In other words, I saw that we paid for a tank the other day and gave the guys operating the tank Ukrainian citizenship. I think what we should do is put up what we will pay for each piece of equipment surrendered by Russian troops. This will save us the equipment we need to blow them up. We'll get them in good shape. They can turn them around. And I think we can, it won't purchase all the peace, of course, but it would get rid of a lot of equipment and help the Ukrainian army all at the same time. And it'd be cheaper than paying for the weapons to blow them up.
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning or it wasn't there. You're saying these are Russian military who've defected, right?
Yeah, in other words, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, no problem.
The equipment.
Right.
Pay them for the equipment they turn over.
Wonderful. And that's a lot cheaper and a lot less bloody than having to blow up our enemies. Wouldn't it be nice if some of these Russians just put down their arms? Little civil disobedience. You know, we heard a bit of that in Vietnam for what might have been even remotely a just cause, albeit inexpertly applied. This is just an unholy cause that really should stop. I just wish Russians would come to their senses and stop. The point was made. Russia needs to be recognized and respected. Let's have peace negotiations. Maybe we have to reset borders. What do you think, Lou?
I think that's a good idea, Bruce said. I think that what they should do is a lot of these Russian tanks that were damaged by the Ukrainian people, they should have a motor pool sent there. Bring those into Poland or bring them into the closer to Poland border, work on these things and use their own weapons against them.
That's exactly what what's going on.
Yeah,
I think over 100 tanks so far.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's a very good idea.
But I think at the end, Bruce, I just wish somebody within the Kremlin or somebody on his side would talk sense to him. The point's been made. It looks like a border adjustment is going to happen. What else do you want? Will you be happy only when the parties are so weakened that China will feel like invading Russia, which can't be ruled out? If Russia falls and performs miserably militarily enough, why would China stay out?
Well, that's a good point. I do have an idea about, they talk about having a beach landing like World War II.
Yes.
It'll never happen.
No.
In the old days, you know, when the boats came up to the beach, they dropped down the front and there would be machine gun fire coming at them.
Yes.
Today, a big ship comes up to the beach, drops down the front like the Portchef ferry, you know, and javelin rockets fly inside the boat.
Yes. They're too naked.
They can't do a landing.
First, it's a different game now with technology now. It's different than it was in the Second World War.
Very good point. Well, Bruce, thanks for the long,
Bruce.
Thanks for the long overdue call. And please call again.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.
Sorry, everybody. Just continuing complications with our phone retrieval, but we will get to you. That was Bruce. I just want to say, Lou, I hope somebody asks about the Judge Jackson hearings. Again, I think the Republicans, you know, with some justification, are trying to turn it into a circus like the Kavanaugh and the Coney Barrett hearings were. Remember those Republican nominees who got a very raw deal from, never mind the Democrats, they were just being stupidly partisan, but they got a raw deal from the media that completely participated, was complicit in that defamation. And I hope that doesn't happen to Judge Jackson. I don't think she's not my first choice, Lou, but she's obviously an intelligent, competent woman. She's in the employ of a Democrat partisan party. That's the way the system is in Washington. Doesn't make her a bad person. I think the Republicans should recognize the inevitable, just let her in. But I do hope we remember next time a Republican is nominated, all the claims of fairness and fair play. I'd like to hear them from these parties and also from the very, very, very biased media.
Caller.
In any case, let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Let's go to Vince.
Hello.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Boy, I tell you, you guys are popular. It's hard to get in the show.
Unbelievable. Well, it helps having a wiring issue, right? It makes you raises your ratings or something. I don't know. So what's on your mind today?
Just a couple of things. The judge, I do not think she should be on the Supreme Court, and there are some simple reasons. She sits on the board of a very elite private school, and it was revealed and through the testimony that the school pushes the extreme version of critical race theory. And yet she says, I didn't know anything about it. Okay, that's wonderful. Senator Blackburn, a lady from Tennessee, asked her a very simple question that I think all of your listeners could answer, and I think you could. Can you give me the definition of a woman?
I was just going to say that.
She sat there frozen in fear and stone-faced.
I'm not a biologist.
And then said, yeah, I'm not a biologist.
Really?
Now, I'm going to suggest to everybody out there, if you don't know that men and women have different DNA, different physiological appearances, and even different emotional aspects, as in men are from Mars, women are from Venus, if you don't know that, then you don't belong in judgment of anything, let alone in the Supreme Court. So I suggest to all of your listeners, from now on, ask your school board candidates, your candidates for city council, assembly, senate, a simple question. If you don't want to study macroeconomics, you don't want to study M1, M2 money theory, you don't want to get into the oil, right. Ask them, what is the difference between a man and a woman?
I don't know. The oil depletion allowance, that's a favorite.
I'm going to go a little deeper. What about the soft on child pornography that she was on? Her records, not me talking, her record shows the numbers, how she was soft on child pornography. That's ridiculous. Yep. When you hold that Supreme Court, you should be a very conservative way of thinking. I'm not saying a pirate conservative, but you should have a conservative way of thinking because you're upstanding the Constitution.
I think that's a fair point, Vince. You don't have to be doctrinally conservative or to the right, but your approach should be conservative, traditional. Let's face it, the Constitution is the oldest tradition in our nation, along with the Declaration of Independence, right? A little less so. There should be respect for the Constitution and a special addressing of legitimate issues of definition and language. And let's face it, she didn't want to answer that question on gender, Vince, because she didn't want to be trapped into some of her decisions on, let's face it, on race, on gender especially.
And the abortion issue.
If she cannot answer that simple question that every human being on planet Earth knows the answer to, who isn't fooling themselves and deluded, then she doesn't belong sitting in judgment of anything. Well, so that I don't care if she went to Harvard or Yale.
Right, but Vince,
you can't answer that question.
But Vince, let's face it. If you're sitting on an NCAA committee, right, and you're deciding that it's all right for people who used to be men to become women for the purposes of intercollegiate athletics and, I guess, the pro career following, I think those people would have trouble answering that question, too. So, unfortunately, it's affecting a lot of our administrative state. It's affected our culture. I wouldn't blame Ms. Jackson for this. But she's a party to it, and she's a political player, as you say.
Silence is acquiescence, okay? If you can't stand up for the law of nature and biology itself. Right. You don't belong in any position of high authority.
Vince, point made. Because of your reputation, Vince, we call on you as, you might say, special correspondent. If Lorraine doesn't call soon, we're going to have to just ask you for your report. I know you were at a school board meeting last week that I left early. I couldn't stay any longer. I'd like to hear your impressions. Can you stay over the break? Vince? Hello, Vince.
I'm here.
Okay, stay over the break, please, and we'll get you on the school board issues and others that you may have some opinions on. This is the Stephen Liu Show here on WVOX, Mondays, 5:30. We're with you for another few minutes. Keep your dial where it is.
Your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
This is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo. We're here Mondays at 5:30. Call in 914-636-0110. We've been talking about Ukraine, of course, the Jackson nomination, and other goings-on in Albany and Washington. But let's go back to Vince for your final points. Please tell us anything newsworthy, budget-worthy, at the school board hearing in New Rochelle last week.
Well, the superintendent, after hearing the outcry of some people, reduced the request for our employees from 38 to 15. Reduced the budget request percentage at the maximum tax cap of 2.43% down to 0.98. And a couple of other little tweaks. You got to wonder why they couldn't do this the first time. And that's what concerns me.
Of course.
That right out of the gate, with almost less than 1,000 kids over the last few years, our district leadership and board said, let's tax everybody to the hilt. Let's just glom all the money. But thankfully, enough people rose up against it.
Well, tell me, how was this rising up expressed? Was it? I've been to school board meetings. There hasn't been a lot of demonstration, no demonstrations, and very little alternate talk. How is it being expressed, Vince?
Well, mostly online, mostly in a lot of community groups.
I see.
I know that I spoke about it over the last month or two at the public meetings.
Yes.
But I just wanted to remind you guys in the community that it's 30 days from now is the deadline. 30 days from today.
Yes.
I think it's April 27th, I believe. You have to turn in your petitions with 100 valid signatures to be on the school board candidates list or library board.
Right.
I think you two guys would make a wonderful team if you're interested.
Hey.
But that's just me.
Thank you.
Hope our community rises up. We need some normal, level-headed, reasonable people on the board.
No, Vince, you make a good point, and I we've considered it. Some of us have considered running. It's a matter of time, availability, and also, you know, there are other opportunities coming up in the future, possibly politically, with our mayor seeming to face some rocky road ahead. I think you have to think about all these options.
Well, this is serious business with Mayor Bramson.
Uh-huh.
Having read that article in Talk of the Sound, where Mr. Cox presents what purports to be an actual memo written by manager Chuck Strom to Mayor Bramson, where he says, I considered your idea seriously, but I think it would be a violation of the city charter and certainly a violation of my ethics as a city manager to appoint you as the commissioner of development.
Incredible.
That the mayor was angling
for
this $210,000 job, He does not deserve to be in office, and I will go to Citizens to be Heard and tell him so.
I know you will.
That he should resign.
It's a troubling story, Vince, and I think you're a credible source. Let me ask you one more thing about the schools.
Give kudos to Chuck, too.
Chuck, for sure.
You've got to give kudos to Chuck.
If that's his position, to be sure. Just before we let you go, Vince, we have other callers. Tell us about the question of children, new children in the schools. We know we're losing resident population in the schools, but we seem to be adding from other points unknown. What is the story?
Well, the principal mentioned 300 kids came from nowhere and all of a sudden showed up on the doors of our high school. 300 kids. That's more kids than the entire downtown development for the entire school system.
We'll contribute.
So 300 kids.
Sure.
Now, we don't know where these kids actually came from.
Yes.
And I think they tried to whittle it down in terms of, well, it's 197 from out of the country. But look, the fact of the matter is, there is no limit to the number of people that can just be dropped in our city from somewhere.
Vince,
so what the hell good is city planning?
Vince, so what is, where's the justice? Where's the economic justice, the fairness to citizen taxpayers of all backgrounds, Spanish speaking, black and white, here in New Rochelle, and as an example to the whole county, when hundreds of foreign kids, and I have very great sympathy for young people the world over wanting to get a better life here, but what's the justice in doing that and imposing it on New Rochelle? Lou?
Well, here's what I feel. I think that it's totally wrong, because if these kids are here illegally and they're a bunch of kids, they're here illegally, the government should give money to the school district in New Rochelle. Why does a senior citizen have to make up for this? Why is a senior citizen, 66% of your tax bill is your school taxes? Why do senior citizens who are retired, work their whole lives, have no more kids in the school system, we got to make up for this? The government should put money into the New Rochelle school system if it is illegal people.
You mean the federal government?
The federal government, yes.
Vince? It's a massive infusion of people that just came out of nowhere, and there is no limit to it. What the hell good is it to have a planning department, zoning department, have all these meetings about apartment buildings if it doesn't mean crap? That's where we're at.
Right. Why pay $210,000 a year for a building commissioner if all these discussions are for naught when students are brought in from, let's say, Bogota, Colombia, with no input from us? Why doesn't the school board just confront the issue and say, honestly, we've lost X hundred citizen kids and we've gained X hundred or so unlawfully undocumented foreign kids? What, will they just say something
like
that?
And then you're going to hire people English speaking.
Vince, will the school board say that? Can they be confronted?
Well, the problem is this. They don't like to talk about anything that gets anybody aggravated, but this is what leadership is about. Our school board owes this community a conversation to what the hell is happening.
Vince, job done. Thank you. We have one or two other calls. I want to get to them. Thanks for the report.
Good job, Vince.
Very frank stuff. Sorry to cut you off, Lou. You want to talk or want to get to the next one?
Let's get these calls.
I'm sorry.
They've been waiting on.
Talk about emotional and out of control. I am guilty of such. Nick, please, next caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Yeah, this is Gary Lipson. Am I on?
Gary, fire away. You've got about 45 seconds. Hit us.
All right. I just wanted to put out their proposals for undocumented aliens.
Please, fast.
One way to redress this is to have a requirement that to go into the normal regular classroom, you have to have a working knowledge of the English language.
Not unreasonable.
Such time as you can speak English,
yep,
you should be segregated out and have one teacher.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Wish we could take more of this. You know, there is constitutional law on this subject. Very complex, worth exploring. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time. 1460 W.